yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Musaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ya Habiballah. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabi Allah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ya Nurullah. Viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to this special series of programs, Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow. And in this series of programs, we delve into our rich heritage. Yes, and I keep on saying this, and I will continue to say this. Our rich heritage, yes, something that we feel that as Muslims, especially our youngsters, are not aware of our rich heritage. And in this program, what we do is we look at our pious predecessors, look at their lives, see what we can learn from their lives, look at the lives of the companions, and ultimately look at the life of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we can learn something from yesterday so that we can make a change today so that we can have a better tomorrow. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And today we're going to look at the life of a pious predecessor that you'll have all, I feel that everybody will have heard the name. Everybody will have heard this name. But then if I was to ask you, what do you know about him? Maybe some of you will say, yeah, well, I know he wrote a book, and you may know the name of the book, but he wrote many books. You may know the name of one book. But other than that, I think the majorities will not know much about him. But inshallah, we'll find out a little bit about him soon, inshallah, azza wa jalla. We're going to begin by giving you a blessing of reciting Durood e Paak upon the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The final messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stated, recite salawat abundantly upon me. It will become a means of cleanliness and purity for you. The blessings of reciting Durood e Paak. You know, we say every week that in our lives nowadays, we try to multitask things. We try to do many things at the same time. And, you know, I've realized that if you're at work now, well, more of you, majority are going to be at home now. But let's say tomorrow when you do go to work, or tomorrow when you do the school, when you drop off the children at school, that time when you're dropping the children off school, or that time when you're going to work, that time, just give me that time. And during that time, take a counter with you. Or if not a counter, then just recite Durood e Paak upon the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you will be amazed utilizing that time that you're not going to use for anything else other than driving or being a passenger, maybe pushing a pram or walking the children, whatever you're doing. That time, utilize that time. And you will be amazed at how many times you recited Durood e Paak and the blessing that you can achieve. Every time you switch on Madani Channel, you hear about the blessings of Durood e Paak. And as I keep on saying, who knows that one extra Durood e Paak that we recite today, one extra salutations that we recite today might make all the difference on the Day of Judgment. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, today we're going to hear a little bit about the living, the teaching of Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali, rahmatullah ta'ala. And we're going to learn something a little bit about his life. I'm going to give you a parable about how his nobility was there. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about his search for knowledge, his responsibilities, and then his Sufi, you know, when he decided to leave the path and dedicate himself to worshipping Allah. Inshallah, again, we're just going to scratch the surface today. We're just going to be scratching the surface within his life. And I think it's important that, you know, like I said earlier, and you probably all heard his name. You'll have all heard the name Ghazali, Imam Ghazali, Imam Ghazali, Imam Ghazali. You'll have heard this name. But if again, I was to ask you, what do you know about this person? And if I was to ask you to write a paragraph about this person, the majority will struggle. The majority will say, yes, it's someone, it's a name that we've heard at the Friday daily prayers, at the Friday prayers. It's someone that I've heard that, yes, he did write some books. But where's he from? What did he do? What did he do in his life? The majority was, unfortunately, don't know. And this is the reason why we have this problem.